This is KCAST, the Cayman Islands podcast, and this week we're talking with our friends from UCCI who are teaming up with Cayman Enterprise City for another STEM camp. We talk about how to get things done in the Cayman Islands. This is how to have fun and learn at the same time. The camp's coming up soon. Let's start. Everyone, please introduce themselves.
Hey, I'm Charlie Kirkconnell, and I'm the CEO of Cayman Enterprise City.
I'm Crystal Sanchez, the Director of Marketing, Public Relations, and Alumni at UCCI.
I'm Antoinette Gale, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Mathematics and Science at UCCI.
Whew, Mathematics and Science Lecturer. That's a big title right there. That's not usually what I would think of as fun in the summer, I'm not going to lie. In our continuing coverage of how to get things done in the Cayman Islands, I have the three of you guys in. Talk about how you can have fun and how you can combine fun and learning this summer with UCCI. Crystal, tell me about STEM. Let's just kind of give a quick introduction to what we're talking about here today.
So in 2012, with the establishment of the UCCI Observatory, UCCI started a few STEM initiatives with the help...
And tell everybody what STEM means.
So it's science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's it, okay.
Right? And we are one of the pioneers of this movement in Cayman. And now, like, see, I forgot to even spell it out because it's such a part of the daily lingo now. Yes. And we have been partnering with CEC from 2012 on various things. And this is the third year that CEC is presenting the UCCI STEM camp.
Incredible. Now, what can we expect at STEM camp?
So STEM camp is a week-long adventure of discovery, fun, and learning. And okay. I'm going to let Antoinette walk you through it.
Antoinette, tell us about STEM camp.
So it's fun.
Come on, get
out of
here.
Come on. All right, let me tell you what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're making paint in the chemistry lab. Yes, and we're painting it on canvas.
We're going to be
building robots, and we get to take the robots home.
Wow.
There's no other camp in the Cayman Islands where you can take those robots
home. That's incredible.
We get to program robots, program computers, learn programming. We're going to be building computers using Raspberry Pi.
Wow.
We're going to be learning about astronomy. We're going to be doing microbiology. We're going to be solving crimes.
Wait a second. Is there an age limit on this camp? This camp sounds fun to me. Is this for adults or is this for kids?
Mostly for kids.
Mostly. And what are the ages you're looking for?
So we're looking for children ranging from about 10 or 11 up to 13.
Okay.
Those going into years 7 and 9 in high school.
All right. And when is the camp running? When does it start? When does it end? How much it costs?
The camp runs this year from August 19 to 23 on the UCCI campus.
Okay.
It costs $175 per week. And we're able to do that because of the sponsorship, the partnership we have with CEC.
Yeah.
$175 a week and you get all of that and more.
That's
lunch,
amazing.
Snacks, everything. The parents simply drop them off, pick them back up. We do everything else.
Mr. Charlie, tell me, why has Cayman Enterprise City been such a big staunch supporter of the STEM initiatives?
Well, it lines up very well with what we're trying to accomplish, which is to be part of the reason why Cayman becomes a globally significant technology hub.
Yeah.
One of the things that you have to do if you want to be a globally, any sort of technology hub, is you need to have a critical mass of technically qualified people who can... take jobs, start companies, have great initiatives, new ideas. And from that base of critical mass of technically, adventurous people, if you will, that's what will lead, that will be a significant part of the reason why Cayman is successful.
Well,
in this space.
And you got to keep that new talent coming up the pipeline in the future, right? You got to replace those chairs and keep the energy fresh. Explain to everybody what's happening at Cayman Enterprise City. What's it all about over there? Like, what are you guys doing over there? Give everybody maybe like a quick wiki on what you guys do.
Sure. Well, we're a special economic zone designed to attract businesses, foreign direct investment, and create some economic diversity beyond Cayman's heavy reliance on financial services and tourism. So the idea is that starting from very little, to build a globally significant technology hub.
Crazy.
And we do that in partnership with the government by offering concessions to businesses to set up a physical presence here. One of the things that when Cayman made the decision that this was something that it wanted to do to pursue the establishment of a significant tech sector in Cayman.
Oh, see, I don't know if everybody understands that. So that's what's happening there. These are technology companies who are looking to make their headquarters here in the Cayman Islands.
Right, and to do their development of their not just their headquarters,
right,
but to actually have their development activity
and
happening.
That's happening there.
Yes, it is.
Amazing.
Yeah. So just to complete what CEC is all about, the government took a look around at what the competitive landscape globally and found that in order to, the whole world wants the types of businesses that we're trying to attract.
Right.
So to be competitive, a set of concessions had to be put in place so that when we compete against places like, Singapore, Dubai, Dublin, and even Bermuda, Barbados, the Bahamas,
yeah,
that we have a world-class offering that is very appealing to the people who are really just, they are looking around.
Yeah. So now I understand the importance, obviously, of partnering with UCCI, because these companies are looking then for people to hire who can do the research and stuff that they need to get done.
Right. And one of the things that shouldn't be forgotten is that there is a global shortage of the type of technically qualified people that companies are looking for.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. And that's why this program works out so well. So Crystal, so this is just a jump off. So people can come, kids can come get involved with the camp, kind of wet their whistle. And then kind of get involved with the STEM offerings you guys offer at UCCI.
Yes, correct. When we started out, we really wanted to expand young people's horizons,
yeah,
both academically and professionally. Traditionally, the people of our islands have looked at finance and tourism as lucrative careers.
Right.
But we've increasingly noticed, like, Charlie said, that there is a need to fill gaps in the workforce.
Right.
And these are, if you were in a STEM job with a STEM company, chances are you are making more money than your counterpart in a non-STEM company.
Right.
With a non-STEM job.
Right.
So it's a no-brainer, really, when you look at it. And the reason why we're reaching out to these young kids is that they're the ones who are curious. They're the ones who are adventurous and really want to learn. And so when you start them from early, you're getting that sense of catching that wonder and really helping them, see what the world is and what, their place is in society in
sure.
the future.
Yeah, sure.
So then through camp, and then after that, they go to the conference, meet all these great people, people who have made a name for themselves in different areas within the STEM fields. And it's a story of, wherever it is you come from,
yeah,
whatever your background is, you can do things.
Mm.
If you dream big and you try your best, people will open doors for you. And,
yeah,
and that has always been at the core of this, what we call the STEM Carib community,
yeah,
which is UCCI, our partners in the industry like CEC, the parents, the speakers who come here year in, year out.
Yeah.
And we're not like those conferences who pay people big money to come in.
Yeah.
We have NASA scientists,
yeah,
and big San Francisco like startup person.
Sure.
Just interested in getting kids to to help educate them and,
yeah,
get them involved.
Well, I mean, that's the thing too, especially, I know kids aren't really thinking about, kids aren't really thinking about what the goal, the end of the education is, but if you can just plant that seed that if you can get involved in this industry, there'll be jobs waiting for you at the end. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be a professional basketball player. Everybody wants to be a doctor and a lawyer. And yeah, that possibility is there. But realistically, in Cayman, this need for these tech, these engineering, these math minds is going to be in great demand, especially as CEC continues to grow. And things just keep going up for you guys, right?
Well, yeah.
Give me an idea of some of the companies. Can you tell us the companies that are there? I'm really interested.
I won't name anyone.
What about generalizations?
Sure. Well, I mean, a lot of our new companies, and this is very topical, very interesting. A lot of our new companies are building, building their projects are building things on the blockchain.
Okay.
And
what is blockchain?
Oh God.
Because I know it's part of cryptocurrency, right? It has a bit to do with it.
Well, it's bigger than that. It's a cryptocurrency is a, in a way gives the blockchain a bad name in a way.
Okay.
In that it's so much more than that. It's a distributed ledger technology, and it provides a level of certainty in transactions that it is hard to achieve in another way.
Okay.
The cryptocurrency aspect of it certainly is interesting, and it's what gets all the press, if you will, or most of it anyway. But it's the underlying software development projects that are truly the interesting part.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
And that's what our clients are doing.
So that blockchain is a concept of programming which works nicely with currency, but it also can be applied other ways.
Well, yes, I think when it as it happens and as it continues to happen, as blockchain solutions start to become more and more prevalent, you may not even realize that the solution that you're working with is built on the blockchain.
Right.
What's in the news a lot, of course, is the price of Bitcoin and the price of the various tokens that some companies are offering.
Okay, so give us an idea of some of the companies that are at CC or the ones that are coming. Like, what are they doing? Tell them something cool. You know, let's impress the kids. Something maybe we may know.
Okay. Well, I mean, one of our clients they've built a browser.
Okay.
And they have I'm trying to think of how to describe it. Essentially, an attention token that allows you to monetize your time, basically your time spent on their browser, and it also allows you to it's designed to be to limit the number of ads that you're seeing, and to be selective on what you do see.
Right.
So that's one of our significant projects, and a lot of our clients are building secure tech solutions on the blockchain. Crazy. A lot of them are building general fintech solutions on the blockchain.
Amazing, and that is happening here in Grand Cayman.
Yes, it is.
Amazing. So we need to get these kids trained. Answer that. Tell us how important is math with this sort of thing? Because I know you're passionate about math.
So my passion really is chemistry.
Chemistry. Yes. Oh, really? Chemistry. I didn't do so good chemistry. Those chemical reaction formulas. What was? Do you remember those?
The equations.
I could not get that. I couldn't get it.
Come to STEM camp and we'll
teach you. Okay. So tell me why math chemistry is so important.
So science, core areas of science, technology, engineering, and math are all very important in these careers that we're talking about. They're very important in all those startup companies and the additional companies that are here in Cayman, as well as those that are partners with CEC. But they're also important in other areas. These aspects teach our children critical thinking skills that they can actually use anywhere. So the STEM programs that we're doing are not just aimed for those persons who want to go into tech areas or engineering or math or science.
Right.
They're actually aimed at everybody. So we're asking all the young kids who are interested in just any of these areas to come in. Even if you have just a token interest, think about these areas. Because doing these subjects, exposing yourselves to STEM, gives you the critical thinking skills. It gives you tools that you can use in any aspect. So you may decide, I'm going to go into a STEM area. But then later on you say, hey, I'm going into finance.
Right.
But the skills that you learn, the critical thinking especially that you learn, the problem solving skills will help you in any aspect of your life, including your career. So yes, math is important. Yes, chemistry is important. I love chemistry. But it's not just important for these tech jobs and for the engineering jobs. It's important for every child and for every aspect of our life.
That's great. What do you think, Crystal? Yeah.
And I think so too, that as the kids go to camp and engage in STEM activities, it's really learning collaboration.
Yeah.
Right? And teamwork. And sort of capitalizing on individual strengths. Like some of our kids are strong in building robots, for example.
Right.
Some are strong with analytical skills. And when we send them on this like crime fighting mission.
Okay.
Like, with microbiology and chemistry, we find that they are helping each other And we're not saying, you know, explicitly, this is what you do.
Right.
They are doing it themselves. And that is because the activities sort of render themselves into that and building that environment. Because in Cayman and everywhere else, right, we are seeing intermarriages of different skills, like business and tech. Mm. So techpreneurship, fintech, those are things like, and then the integration of arts as well. So you need to be multi-skilled. And sometimes if you as an individual specializes like in a niche, right, you're going to need to bring other people with different skill sets and build a diverse team so that, you know, you can reach a goal that maybe you can't do it
by yourself, right? Sure, sure.
So I think this environment that we're building for the kids just helps them get started at an early age.
Amazing. Yeah. When is the camp again?
So it's August 19th to the 23rd.
Okay.
The thing is, we only have four slots left.
What?
Oh, no, sorry, three.
Three slots. The camp's only three slots are left.
Three slots left.
Okay.
So we are asking everyone to contact us at events@ucci.edu.ky. Submit that form as soon as you can. Deadline for registration and payment is July the 26th because we want to get ready and make sure that all the parents understand.
Yeah.
There is a commitment that we are asking of the parents, and that is to make sure your kids arrive on time.
Right.
And that they are ready for this adventure.
Yeah.
And that they are engaged. But in the 3 years that we've been doing this,
kids are there early. Ready to go.
Yes, and the parents are,
they're ready. I'm going to
tell
now.
You what the parents have been saying.
Right.
So I remember last year, so these young people were also learnt, taught how to do a blog. Mm. So we're looking at some of these blog posts, and a few of them, one of them in particular that stands out to this day was that the young lady, the first day she came in, she thought, you know, this is a classroom, I'm going to be sitting in a classroom.
Yeah.
And then by the second day at 7 o'clock in the morning, she was ready to go out the door. These kids come in and they tell their parents, I don't want to go. And you can see it on their face the very first morning.
Sure.
And then once we get started, they're raring to go.
That's great.
Their parents who come and say, whatever you did yesterday, do it again. Whatever you did to my child, do it again.
Well, that's like, especially when you first get a chance to go to university, then you see that, you know, school has always been, they tell you what you need to learn, what you got to learn. You have to learn this, you have to learn this. When you finally get to university, you kind of get to pick what you want to learn, and then going to school kind of becomes a whole new thing. So to give the kids a taste of that nice and early is a really great, great initiative. And it only has great benefits for us locally and for our international reputation as well. So, Mr. Charlie, keep up the great work. Cayman Enterprise City, man, you're doing great things over there. Crystal, it is always fantastic to see you. Tell everybody again how they get a hold of you and how to save the spot.
Yes. So, again, we want to thank Cayman Enterprise City for presenting this conference, this STEM camp, which is on August 19th to the 23rd. Email events@ucci.edu.ky. Or you can also check us out on Facebook and message us there.
And Miss Antoinette, I may come by one of your chemistry classes because I feel like if someone just had showed me again, I could figure out how to do those conversions.
That sounds like fun. So I'm the camp director, so I might be able to create a spot for you for the camp this year. Very Otherwise, you can come by at UCC in the fall.
Guys, it's
great. Enjoying Woody.
Is he coming in? Right.
Yes.
Guys, it's great to see you. Have a great day. Thank you very much for coming on.
Same to you.